the end of Parshas Pinchas by the Karbonis of the Yom Tovim. So it's mavur that on Sukkot, every day of Sukkot, the Parim is Matem V'Holchim. Kineged the Umois, that's what Rashi brings down. Rashi brings down another thing at the end. Rashi in Pasuk Lamed Vav, he says, "Ubemedrash Rabbi Tanchuma Lim the Torah Derech Eretz." The Torah is teaching us Derech Eretz. Shemi sheyesh lo yachzenoi yirmishen yachalenu petumoi, lamocher yachalenu dogim, lamocher baser behema, lamocher machilu kinyas, lamocher machilu yarek. Poiches v'rede kipari echad. The Torah is teaching Derech Eretz. When you have a guest, so the first day you give him fattened duck, second day fish, the third day meat. First of all, you see what's more chasher. Agav. But lamachar machila kidneys. Afterwards, you give him legumes, beans. Lamachar machila yarek. Then you give him vegetables. The fact of Volba, after another 2-3 days, you're not going to be feeding him anything. What's going on over here? You're giving already down to vegetables. What is this daralim the Torah derech eretz? That's the derech eretz. Is they give him mamish, slowly wean him off of food, so he doesn't have to eat anymore. So he brings down from the shver of Ron Grzynski, I just heard that tomorrow is his yard site, that he says, no, faker, this is the derech eretz that the Torah is teaching you, is how to deal with a guest. How to deal with a guest? The first, somebody has a chash of a guest, so he rolls out the red carpet, brings him into the dining room, he sets the table for Shabbos, he sets him down, and he's mamish, b'yuris ha-covered, and then slowly but surely they bring him into the kitchen, and he eats together with the family, and v'chulu. And then he becomes part of the family. The guest is no longer a guest, not that you're mevazim, fakert. He now becomes part of the family. So at the beginning, I serve you special food. Everybody else is eating A and you're eating B. But at the end of the day, slowly but surely, the tachlis is to wean the person from his status of a guest and turn him into part of the family. That's really the emes hachesed. Emes hachesed is making the person feel comfortable. That he comes to your house and you ask him to wash the dishes. Obviously, at the first time that he comes to your house, you're not going to ask him to wash the dishes because he's a guest. But at a certain point, he'll stop feeling like a guest. He'll feel part of the family, and people very much appreciate it. Obviously, the situation, sometimes you obviously shouldn't be asking to wash the dishes. But at a certain point, certain times, taking is actually giving, because you're making them feel more comfortable. You're making them feel part of the family. Sometimes the person asks you, you give a person a ride, and he wants to pay you for the ride. In Eretz Yisrael, you're really usually not going too far that it's worth the pay. But you go from Lakewood to New York, you go from Baltimore to Lakewood, it's a few hour drive, the gas costs. You want to give the guy $20, $30, whatever it is, that you know, even stop. No, it's fine. The guy doesn't feel comfortable. Sometimes the guy's very happy. But sometimes the guy really wants to, he doesn't want to feel that he's doing, that he's taking a teva. So sometimes it's a bigger teva to accept the money than to give it, because you're making the person feel better. Rabbi Ruchim used to tell us that if you want to do a emes chesed, complete chesed, then when you do a chesed for somebody, as soon as you finish doing the chesed, ask the person for a favor. Do you have a tissue maybe? Asking for directions, something, because since you just did something to him, so he's now feeling indebted to you. So could say that he shouldn't have to feel indebted to you. You go ask him right now for a favor. It doesn't have to be the world's hugest favor. It could be, do you have the directions to get to this and this place? He feels that he did something to reciprocate the teva that you got, that he received. He's now giving it back to you. There's all types of stories, really. Rav Volba says that a person really needs to put in thought when it comes to chesed. How do you do chesed, especially with somebody that doesn't want to do chesed, doesn't want to feel like he's taking, but he needs the help, but he doesn't want to feel like it. He himself tells a story. He says that there was somebody that he knew that a friend needed needed money. I think it was a loan, big loan, and he had money. So next time that he'd gotten it from somebody. Next time he was next to this friend, so he made it like he was uneasy. So obviously the friend was able to say, you look like you're very edgy, what's the problem? Just, I'll tell you the truth, I was just given a lot of money to hold on to, put in a kabach, or and I don't know what to do with it. I feel uneasy holding it, but I don't know who to give it to get it out of here. It's just making me, holding all this money with me is just really not, it's not making me, just, oh, you know what the truth is, that right now, I could use $10,000, so... If it's for gemach, then it would really be a big taker for me. says, oh, Shkaya, thank you so much. Who's doing who the teva here? He made a kilo as if the other person is doing him the teva, which it is a koyach, and I see people, I've encountered people that they have that tremendous koyach, that any time that they do something to you, they look at it as a koyach, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to, oh, you don't know what it does for me, you don't know what it, and it's a special koyach, and a person should really work on it, that he should be able to have that ability to make the person feel good. And Bechlal, another story that I saw, it's I think from one of the first along the Maggid's, around the Maggid's table, along his footsteps, in one of these books, that he says about somebody that his neighbor had a large family, and he would never, whenever he offered him any help, he would never take any help. But he needed help. So he didn't know what to do. So one day he comes up with a great idea. He tells his neighbor, he says, listen here, I was just down by a huge warehouse, and they got a tremendous shipment of tuna fish. But all the cans, something happened along the way, can you hear it? And all the cans are really banged up. So they can't sell it in a regular store. No one's going to buy banged up cans. The Ramamish gave me away dirt cheap. Less than half price. It's like, it's at a loss because they just want to get rid of it. I'm going to buy it myself. Can I go ahead and buy it for you also? This guy says, sure. You know, it's really saving 70, 80% on these tuna fish. Can you buy a whole case for me, please? He says, look, terrific. Goes to the local store, buys the whole case, comes home, gives each one of his kids a hammer, and he says, get to it. Start banging it up. So he worked it out. He worked it out. It's a way to do chesed in a way that the person will feel comfortable. It's the same yesod, Limud Torah Derech Eretz, is teaching you Derech Eretz of how to do chesed to somebody that he shouldn't feel uncomfortable. How to do chesed, to think about how to do chesed to somebody that he shouldn't feel uncomfortable. I just heard about by Yaakov Salman's father's Levaya, saying about they had a bunch of boys that, since they're from Iran, so a lot of people in Iran at age 13, 14, they already send them out of the country. Because once they're 18, they have to be recruited to the army and they can't leave, and Bahulu. So at first they made it, at 17 they used to send the boys out. And then they chopped what they were doing, so they made it from 17 you can't leave the country. So at 16 they sent the boys out. And now it's only by like 13, 14 or something like that. So these kids leave at 13, 14 and they have no place to go. So one of the places they used to hang out was by the... by Mr. Salman's house. And he said that they would call him Abba. They would call him Abba because they felt at home. They felt he actually walked them down to the chuppah at some point. But that's the ability to give somebody so much that he feels that he's part of the family. That's really what tremendous. I heard somebody else that at Elvaya, also somebody from Abura's parents, that they said that when she was her Hachnas Arachim was tremendous. And somebody came from Eretz Yisrael and was staying by them for some treatment. And they were there for a number of weeks. And afterwards, they went back to Eretz Yisrael. The next time they came back to America, they heard they weren't wanted to stay by the same place, but they heard that she was expecting. Said, "We can't stay by you for a few weeks when she's in such a." Kitzer, she went. She got somebody to drive her to go pick them up, either from the airport or from the place where they went to. Says, "Mapetom, you're part of their family. At my simcha is your simcha." Unfortunately, she had a stillborn and. And then they wanted to leave. They leave the house. They said, in such a situation, this fakir, at my our tzara is your tzara. Also the same thing. That it's the same. You're part of the family. You're part of the family. It's not that it's we feel so close to you that it was that's what it is. And this is really something that a person should bear in mind with regard to anybody. Anytime that a person is doing a chesed, you should try to make the person feel good. Whether it's Even when you're not going to do chesed, when you're dealing with a spouse, dealing with a wife, dealing with children, dealing with neighbors, dealing with rebbeim, dealing with teachers, dealing with all these people, there should always be, what could I do to make the person feel good? But the person should feel, I've mentioned in the past, a certain mashgiach, very chashuv, Talmud Chacham, and Eved Hashem, and he once mentioned to me that he has an album of all the letters and thank yous and that he's gotten over the years from different bachurim and different people, And he says whenever he needs a little bit of a chizik, he opens it up and he looks at it and he looks at the... A person likes to feel that they're worth something. A person likes to feel that they're appreciated. And if you can make somebody feel appreciated, there's nothing better than that. That's really, you're trying to make chesed. The purpose of chesed is to help the person out. Very often the help is lav dafka, like we're saying, the tuna fish, and lav dafka, it's the money. Very often that is the help. But it's not always the good feeling that the person has. Which means that the emotional appreciation that you're showing, or the could do much more for him than actually giving him nutrition, actually giving him food. And that's something which is so important, to make a person feel good when somebody does something, to look always for the good and to compliment the good and to thank the teachers at the end of the year and to thank the ganenet and write them a letter at the end of the month with the money that you pay them and say that, you know, it's such a treat that my child was able to be in such a gan for the course of the year. Just to make the person feel one line, now coming to the end of the year, it's now coming the time that you could really show appreciation, a little bit extra sinas, keneged the sinas chinum, have a little bit of avas chinum. It's not avas chinum even, you better have a chiv akars atoiv. But a chiv akars atoiv not always gets paid with words, sometimes it's just with money. But the avas chinum to go, the extra step, the extra, to think about what could I do to make the person feel gishmak, that he should really be happy, that he should be with what he's doing, he should feel appreciated. That extra line to take 2 minutes to write a letter to somebody, to tell them how appreciated they really feel, that's really limdatari derech eretz, how to do chesed in the best possible way.